Chapter 161. Not right. It isn't right. Too much pain. So much suffering. End it. End it. Make it stop. He can't. He just can't. This isn't right. It doesn't feel right. So many deaths. So much. Blood. Demons. The fade. Home that isn't. Never is. Never isn't. He isn't right. Trapped. So many chains keeping him from purpose. A voice in the darkness that should be light, but isn't. Pain there, too. Heal the hurt. Fix the problems. Stop the pain, but he can't, because when he touches her pain, it is him. He is her pain, and he should leave to fix that. But he can't do that either, because she won't forget. Why can't he make her forget? Cole, she says. And Cole is aware of so many things at once. Her face, his hands, her hands. All the pain contained in a single name. Cole, Cole, Cole. She catches him, but he has already been caught. Can't escape. Can't go. Not to the fade. Not here. No, 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 no! She catches him and calls him down, curls her body over and around his, hat gone. The world opens as she brushes hair and cobwebs and dark world shadows from his eyes and leans over him. She curls and his head is cradled between her legs and her soft, soft stomach. The smell of clean earth and rain, not home, not strange, familiar. Her face in his face. Her face becomes the world that he sees, and there is pain there. Cole reaches to touch the passion of stars, infinite in their blackness, and there is pain. Forget, he whispers, swimming in her and pain and world and not right, and she smiles. Something sad, something dripping stars, and her fingers run through his hair. I will never forget you, Cole, she says. Lathalon. Cole fidgets, tries to escape, to move. It's too much, but he can't escape, can't leave. And she runs her hand through his hair, her face in his face, and she sing hums something in the words like songs, but not her songs. Not the songs inside of her that echo and ache, and Cole doesn't know how to fix that. He's frightened, and she's frightened, and he frightens her, and he doesn't mean to. He's sorry. Ir abalas, mafalan, she sings. Regret and love and all the things woven together by sisters and mothers and lovers. Ir abalas. Mala suladen nadas na abalas, mafalan. Vir eljar, har vir, tel na nuvin, ir nuvin. You didn't know, Cole says, because she asked and he said yes, and she did not know what she was asking. And if she did know, she would never ask. She told them so. If she had known, she would have never asked. But she did not know, so it is not her fault. I hurt you. I have wronged you, she says. Cole, Cole, rest now, Cole. I am sorry. I will make it up to you. I promise, Cole. She says his name like many raining gifts, and she says his name like many heavy tears, and he stills for her, and lets her run her hands through his hair, and he is flying apart inside, but she catches the parts and holds them, so he does not lose them, even though they are scattered. Cole breathes in so much rain and so much earth, and he catches one of her star hands in his and squeezes, like he has seen Dorian do for her. I am also sorry, he thinks. The faces weren't you, Cole says, and Llewellyn smiles. Stars. Llewellyn is going to break Sarah's hand Sarah thinks, as she squeezes Lavellen's hand back. The sky is gray and blech, and the floor is gray and blech, and the buildings are gray and blech, and Sarah's insides feel gray and blech. Lavellen looks at her like Sarah's supposed to have the answers here. But what the fuck does Sarah know? Apparently not Blackwall. Not Blackwall. Lavellen looks a little lost, and Sarah doesn't know how to fix that. Doesn't know why Lavellen is looking at her like she can somehow change any of this. And Sarah feels. She feels, and it's not necessarily the good kind. Dorian lets out a loud gust of breath, and all at once, Lavellen isn't Sarah's Lavellen anymore. She's the Inquisitor, and she lets go of Sarah's hand. But when she lets go, it's finger by finger. Like Lavellen can't stand to let go. Like maybe the only thing keeping her here was Sarah. And Sarah can't blame her. Sarah looks away, and Dorian steps up behind her, hand on her shoulder, and they exchange looks. Lavellen is standing at the gallows. Bull puts a hand on both of their shoulders, and they look up at him, and he shakes his head.
"Send word to Cullen," Bull says to one of their escorts. "Now."
Lavellen is walking towards the gallows, but it isn't her. It's the Lady Inquisitor, and Sarah sometimes has a hard time telling the two apart. "This," Dorian says, voice low, as he lets out a long breath. "This is going to end badly." "No shit," Sarah mutters, stomach sour and churning. Bull is quiet, and that's probably worse than if he said anything at all. If he could just open his stupid mouth and say something dumb like normal, then it would be okay. But he doesn't, and it's all not right. And it strikes Sarah that out of an entire castle of spies, at least one of them should have caught something about Blackwall. And maybe this is partially their fault. And that would mean it's part Sarah's fault that Lavellen looks like that. And maybe that's why Lavellen was looking at her that way. Sarah's face feels hot and prickly, like she rubbed rash vine over it or something. She turns and she thinks Dorian, smart, clever Tevinter scholar Dorian, and Bull, super secret Canary spy, are thinking the same thing. Blackwall could have gone this entire time, until the end, without saying anything. They might have never caught him. Sarah wants to yell and kick and poke and jab at something. Maybe Blackwall. Maybe herself. She doesn't know. He's their friend. Lavellen comes back after talking to the guy, the one in charge, and her face looks like it's been made out of glass. Or maybe it's one of those fancy Orlesian masks itself. Fake and wrong and not real. "Prison," she says. Her voice sounds faint and washed out. Like she's talking underneath an ocean or whispering in a storm or something. "He's Blackwall. Rainier." The name sounds weird in her mouth, like she's testing it. "Rainier is in prison," Lavellen says, head tilting in the direction of said prison. Then she goes quiet, and she stares at them.
"What are you gonna do, boss?"
Bull asks when no one says anything. Lavellen looks at him, and it's like she's asking with her eyes. And Sarah's so glad she isn't looking at her like that, because Sarah wouldn't know what to tell her. Sarah wouldn't know how to breathe. "I'm going to see him," she says when no one answers her gaze, sounding like she got struck by lightning or a hammer to the head. "I need to talk to him. I need to see him."